So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. It is 6:01 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Corpus Christi now. A lot going on down there this weekend. Let's check in with Captain Cliff Webb. Hey, Cliff, what's up, bud?
Kind of busy down here, buddy.
I bet it is.
All week I've been, you know, watching this tournament unroll here. Kind of, you know, Monday was so funny because Monday that water was really, really low. And I saw several boats run aground that they'd normally been running.
Gosh.
And the funny thing is we get out there and we're in some rocks and we can't get run over. And there was this one shoreline everybody runs down. And we see this one boat run aground. And the guys are out pushing the boat, Mickey. And the other guy runs next to them and run aground. So they helped each other. If I see somebody run aground 200 yards ahead of me, I'm not going to go through
out.
There. Yeah. And he didn't swing out. But it's nuts, all the boats. Oh, my God. The funny thing is all these really fast boats we're trying to figure out how long it took to run to Mansfield from Market 37. And so all day long, it's like a racetrack. It's like a racetrack. How many boats are just throwing these roosters just one after another going through the cut, just one after another. Then about 1 or 2 o'clock, here they come back. You know, it's just like, man, that's hilarious how much range these guys can cover for these fish, Mickey. the equipment nowadays and technology is just off the chart. You know, they got the fast burn boats is money. On them.
All it takes is money.
And, you know, it's so funny because we were on some really big fish in the flats, and these guys would burn those big fish. We stayed away from them, and those guys would burn them. We'd see them. They'd be a big U, and they'd shut down and get out and walk on them. They'd leave, another boat would come out. We saw like 10 boats in that one spot on that school of fish. So you know those schools got hammered. So we just kind of stayed back in the rocks, you know. But it was a pretty good week. I had a – Monday was kind of a slow – a weird bite on Monday. It was
– Right.
I pop out Monday, and I know these big fish are in there, baits in there and stuff, and – you know, the bait was gone. It really couldn't get enough. The boat traffic was insane. And finally, my guy sticks a six-pounder. Like, okay, man, there's some good fish in here. Stick a four and stuff. But it just kind of wilted, you know. And then we kept moving around and just sticking a good fish here and there. Not a whole lot of fish. But everywhere we went was just run over, Mickey. I mean, every spot you want to go to has had 15 boats run over. So what do you do?
Yeah.
You gotta do leftovers. So I just kind of did what I could to stay in the rocks and
picking up scraps.
You know, getting out of the racetrack, you know. But Tuesday was a lot better. The bite was it was pretty good Tuesday. The bite really picked up. I went back to that same spot I fished Monday and pulled in there I'm still hurt, so I'm kind of sitting in the boat. I can't fish, so I see my guy. He's pretty far off. He stick a good fish, and I didn't realize it was that big. It was 28 inches. It was a really good fish, you know. And he did kind of takes a picture of it, lets it go, on kind of hanging up on the rod. It was 28 inches, you know. And we catch a few more good fish there. Then I made a major move, and this second spot was good. We got on some good fish, caught another one right at 28, and getting some good bites, 4 or 5 pounders, and the wind just quit. And man, it shut us down. God. We're in some shallow water. It's so funny how that dead wind and clear water will shut you down, buddy.
It will. That one photo you sent me, that water is beautiful. You talk about trout green and clear, man. It's got that.
That's a pretty fish, too, wasn't it? That's a beautiful fish. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a gorgeous fish.
That was caught on a XL, watermelon red XL. That's such a hot bait. God, just love that bait.
Yeah.
But the biggest fish we had hooked this week was on a trout support, a grass walker. And we just didn't land the deal, but that thing smoked it, man. That thing catches big fish. My guy lost a big one on that, Ralph. The guys that had money were so cool. He's a professional black powder shooter. He shoots silhouette and targets for black powder. He shoots all over the world. But man, he bought me a whole ice chest full of elk and stuff. Had really neat people this week. All new, you know. But just really people you can't believe you hadn't met, you know, before. Just really
right.
Good. Oh, my, we good fishermen. Like, I had no duds. I mean, they were studs, dude. But it's just funny how our, you know, the farther south you go, the more fish you have. And I don't know what happened. Our bathing's good and everything. But, man, you get down to Mansfield, it's just sick how many fish are down there, Mickey. It's just, I understand why those guys run down there. The numbers of big fish are incredible.
Yeah.
You know, not that we don't have plenty of fish here, but the guys down there are just catching more fish. It may turn around. We get, you know, the spring going more. We'll have more fish back in Bathing. But it's good.
Well,
but
your chances are better, you know, when you got that many fish, you know, in that area like Mansfield, the chances are better, you know. But, boy, they got some rain down there.
Yeah, and we needed it, Mickey. I got 4.5 inches at my house.
Did you?
And,
well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely needed it. It helped out everything. God Almighty, you know.
All my buddies they went down to Baffin last Sunday and fished, you know, till Wednesday and came back Thursday. He sent me some pictures of the grass around there. I mean, you talk about dead. I mean, one match and you'll light the whole countryside on fire. Well, y'all needed that rain big time.
Unbelievable how it was. And our thoughts, Lindsay. I love high salt salinity, especially in the back Alazan stuff, the slime grass. I love that salt salinity. It's just getting back to time where the fish get back in the back of the bay. But the little bit of fresh water really helps. It just seems
it
just gets all the crabs and stuff up on the flats and the shrimp get going. It just, you know, the runoff, get more stuff going on. But this is one place that can take 6 or 7 inches of rain. It doesn't affect your fishing that much.
Exactly. It's crazy.
No. What the... I'm excited about seeing all these big fish caught in this tournament. Just goes to show you what we've got down here.
Well, I was reading off the top 10 earlier to Jeffco.
Yeah, I heard that. Awesome.
I mean, that's just the top 10. There's no telling how many 7-pounders were below that and a bunch of sixes.
Oh, yeah. And we're catching 4 to 6. Yeah, it's crazy, you know. And it was John Minaleski that was they did the Legends for this time. Don Minaleski passed away, and they honored him in the Legends. I want to say that. Just a great guy. I wanted to be there in the Legends of the Night. I was just too hurt, too bad. I couldn't get out of bed to go to the Legends of the Night. It's so funny. In the morning, I'm good. In the afternoon, that old back tightens up, and I'm trying to get it done. But evidently, you can't do MRIs if you've had stents. So I'm trying to find out the way to find out what's going on here.
Right.
Anyway, trying to get all that underway, and I'll be back in the water eventually.
Yeah, my wife did an MRI the other day, her yearly checkup. They wanted to do something else and all, all that mess. And
yeah, oh, yeah.
She goes, I'm never doing that again. She was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, I said, you should have scheduled an open MRI. She goes, well, I couldn't get that done quick enough. It would have taken too long. And I said, well, I've had a couple, but they've been open.
Oh,
can you imagine my big old polar bear butt being inside one of them tubes like that?
I couldn't do it either, buddy.
I'd break the walls out of it. I can't stand to be closed in like that.
Well, yeah, and I'm trying. I lost 12 pounds trying to strengthen my inner core and everything the doctors told me, and it still comes back in the afternoon. Not as bad as gradually going away, but I understand this back thing can go along with 6 weeks, if you strain your back or something, but I'm working on it, Mickey. I'm trying to get back in the water. It's just crazy, I
just need to quit doing stupid stuff, man.
I don't know about that. I'm stupid, but it's hard to sit in the boat. Yeah.
You can't do it.
I know it, buddy. And it's so hard to watch people fish. You sit there in a boat and you watch them stick a big fish. A day guy sticks a big fish. I'm just pull the power pole up, run over there to take a picture and let it go. Darn.
Yeah.
I can't even get any pictures right now. It's terrible.
Well,
it's all good.
You got to watch out. The older you get. Yeah. There's a lot of things that I catch myself all the time going, hey, don't do that. Wait till you get somebody to help you pick that up.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, and I'm real stupid about that.
There's nothing worse than back problems, man.
I've never had nothing like this. This is crazy. No, I've met with my shoulders and wrists, and so
I
dealing
take
with it.
Tooth pain, done. Knee pain, all that, back pain is just, that's a whole different animal.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. It definitely is, Bubba.
Can't ever get comfortable.
Yeah. But eventually it's going to go away. Man, golly.
They don't make enough good drugs for that.
Yeah, and I just don't like taking that stuff, man.
I don't either. Advil's about as strong as I get. Ibuprofen.
That's kind of what I'm doing, too. Lots of that stuff, But I'm excited about kind of getting a little bit better. I'm hoping this following week will be better. But, it's just we're getting ready to get in some really good time right now. I just love April, May, June on top water. The fishing is off the chart. You get rid of all these tournaments, all that winter pressure's gone, and we're catching monsters in the spring. You don't have all the hype, and everybody's kind of gone. We're still catching big fish. They may not be as fat, but they're still big and long. They're still giant fish.
Fun to catch, man.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about. It's about fun and about watching them blow up on top water. I love that.
It's all about that big bite, big head.
Yes, sir, it is. It is, buddy. It is, man.
Good fight.
I can't believe they didn't break a 10-pounder yet. It's got to happen in that tournament.
Everything's just got to be just right, I mean, look back when I had the Trout Masters all those years. We never busted 10. You heard about them. Oh, they're on every street corner. Well, till tournament starts.
Yeah, and they catch them the day before. These guys are catching the day. 2 days before they catch them, it's like, oh, man.
I think in all those years, there was only probably four trout legitimate, on certified scales now. That makes a difference. And there was only four caught over 9 pounds. And you had, 300 to 350, trout animals out there getting after it.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Some big-time fishermen. And it just... A double-digit trout is that's like killing a buck deer in my books.
Yeah, and on low fence. It is. It's hard to catch. Yeah. Hard to catch, man. Hard to catch.
Yes, it is.
And, I realized, too, that, when you and I were doing this many years ago, there was a whole lot less pressure and a whole lot more big fish. Well, we're getting big fish about now, but we have hundreds of people fishing for them. So that's what makes me think somebody's going to catch one. I mean, these guys are really good, and, we're getting some double-digit fish out there. When you're seeing as many eights and nines, and we've had a few 10s and 11s in the winter, the guys have. There's some really big fish out there.
Yeah, there was that one.
1182, yeah.
1164 or 1184 or something.
Yeah, Brett caught, yep.
Yeah, Brett caught it. Yep. And then there was another one caught in Mansfield before that, earlier in the year. Somebody busted 11 down there.
Yeah, I know a guy that caught one right at 12, too, and he didn't put nothing on social media down in Mansfield.
Smart man.
Oh,
smart man.
Yeah, 33 inches. He didn't put nothing. And that's what's so funny. You know, we just don't – I send you a picture, KG, but I don't send no more pictures anywhere. I'm having some bad issues with that, so I'm not sending no more pictures to anybody. I hate to see my pictures on somebody else's website. It hurts.
I know. Man, I see these guys catch them, and they'll throw it on Facebook. Well, you just told the whole world, buddy. And
yeah,
they kinda,
that's great.
They pretty much have a good idea where you're fishing. Pretty,
oh, they know.
Pretty much
know.
A no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. It is, Bubba. It is. It's,
all right, let me knock this commercial break out.
Right,
I'll be right back, Cliff.
Man.
Hang on, buddy. All right. Well, folks, have you ever been to the Belleville Meat Market? If you hadn't, you owe it to yourself to go by and try it out. It's a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their world-class processing facility. Smoked sausage samples are available daily in the store. You can try out what blend you like before you buy it. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with smoked pulled pork and homemade hot dogs. Bulk pricing is available on all their fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage. And check out their wild game processing facility. You know, a lot of people are harvesting axis deer this time of year. Take them by Trust That Meat with a Belleville Meat Market. Their processors are unbelievable. Check out their new sausage recipe. You got to try it. It's really good. Get you some deer tamales made, venison hot dogs your family will love. That you did. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 618 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff.
All right, buddy.
I just watch it on TV. Rope an alligator around the neck in a bar in Louisiana, Livingston Parish. He cleared the bar out when he walked in there, and they just—I
bet he did—got
a hold of him, drug him outside. Looked like about an 8 or 10 footer, drug him out and slid him off the dock back in the water.
Yeah,
he'll be back tomorrow when he gets thirsty. come get him in.
Yeah, kind of like those guys in Florida. They get them in their pools or swimming pool on the golf course. You know, that's just
alligators.
They become quite popular again here in Texas. I mean, the amount of alligators we have in Texas now is pretty crazy, buddy.
It is. I'd rather have a gator show up than a snake. I can handle a gator. Heck with them rattleback monsters.
Man, that's something, man. So, what's going on in Matagorda? I haven't heard anything about fishing in Matagorda. I know you had me able to get a hold of Charlie. Have the big fish showed up in Matagorda?
Tommy texted me earlier and said, yeah, I've been talking to Charlie every day. He's fine. I don't know. We tried to reach him two mornings, and it goes straight to voicemail, like his phone's turned off. I don't know what's up.
Yeah.
It might be a signal issue. Who knows?
Yes, that happens a lot.
He's good. They're just going through the motions over there.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I'm surprised I'm not hearing about more big fish, you know, in Matagorda like y'all are catching down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just amazing how we bounced back from that so-called freeze we had. And we just didn't get hit that hard. And it's just, the health, overall health of our trout are incredible.
We got colder than y'all did. You know, we got hit harder than you guys did up here at Matagorda and Galveston, Sabine.
Yeah, it was just we were right on the edge of it, too, Mickey. You know, just like, gosh, crazy how that little distance, 100 miles or so down the coast, will make that much difference. You know, so with Mansfield. Mansfield didn't get hit real hard.
No. Look where the best fishing is right now, down that way. You know, and Rockport's coming back good, too, from what I hear. You know,
really?
I've got a lot of friends that fish there, and they're doing pretty good. They're starting to catch a lot better solid fish.
Oh, that's good news. That's good news. I hadn't talked to Jay, but I imagine he's probably back in Rockport by now. He usually heads back there.
I talked to Rihanna the other day, and she said Jay went back. When she went back to Baffin, he went back to Rockport.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's funny. I'm seeing the people in the back, the guys in the back of Alazon, all up in the front of the bay and land cutting that stuff. So I don't know what's going on back there. Maybe it's so many burn boats they can't fish, but... you know, it's crazy because they fish a lot of shorelines like I do, and back there, you can run the shorelines. In front of the bay, you have so many structures, rocks and stuff. There's areas you can't run the shoreline.
Right.
And when those fish get buzzing, they'll pull in that structure. And it's so funny. This one shoreline I was watching with those guys turn around that same school of fish. So make that tell you that was a funny. I wish I'd have filmed that. So that guy would leave, and about 45 minutes later, another guy would buzz. He'd see those fish, make a big circle, shut down, get out on them. They'd leave another boat. Well, I wonder how many guys were going to head to that big school of fish, you know? It was crazy.
Probably every one of those boats you saw turn around and fish on them. They all showed up at the same time. Said, hey, I thought this was a secret school. Oh, man.
But when those power boats, it's so cool to see what you can see in those power boats. You know, you see all the singles, but also you see the big wads of trout. Like, you normally don't see the big schools of 25 fish in a school, 30 fish in a school, just swimming in a school, you know. And big school is a hard head. You see things you don't ever see unless you're in that burn boat. I'm seeing guys now that are 15 foot up in the air, Mickey. They got some rigs you wouldn't believe. Oh, my God. Just hope they don't hit nothing. They'll get catapulted.
Better for them than me. You won't see me climbing up 15 feet in the tower and driving a boat around the Laguna Madre. Hit a rock and you're dead meat, man.
Oh, man, we were fishing a spoil line, so we left on Tuesday, pulled off the fish, got real calm, you know, so I had to find something, extra drop-off. So I pulled into a little spoil close to the Bird Island, a little island there to fish, you know, we pile out, and we start catching them, man. Not big fish, just fish. And I see this burn boat see us, you know, I see the heads turning, uh-oh, and here he comes, man. He didn't burn us, but he came down the other side of the spoil, and all of a sudden he stops and gets out. I said, uh-oh, maybe I'm on the wrong side because he must have saw some big ones. I go, oh, man, I'm over here catching fish fierce. He must have found some big ones. But he piled out. I didn't see him catch anything. But a lot of these guys are looking for redfish. They've got to have a redfish in their tournament. And so a lot of guys may have their big trout. They need to find a couple places to get some reds. So sometimes that's the one that wins you the money. You got 3 or 4, 5, 6 pound trout. If you don't get that red, you're not going to be in the money.
Right.
So the guys that have them 6, 7, 8 pound trout and get a red, cha-ching, cha-ching.
they're unreachable. You know, you get three guys with a 7-plus pound trout, and then they get them about a 7 or 8 pound red. Lights out. Everybody else is fishing for second.
Yeah, and I always wonder what's the best thing to do. So you got a 3-man team here, and everybody's got to catch a big trout. You know, you can't catch two of the trout. Okay, you catch a fish at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's 8 pounds, you know it's going to be your biggest fish. Do you go set in the boat and not sore lip those fish for your partners, or do you go ahead and fish and try to catch a redfish? So that's I think I'm going to set in the boat because I sure the heck don't want to catch the other 8 pounds.
Yeah, you don't want to take anything away from your partners. Let them have it all.
You know,
exactly. So that's what I do. I would.
Yeah, I think that's what I do, too. And I do see some guys sitting in the boat sometime. You know, they've scored their fish, and they've waited, and they're in the boat waiting for their buddy to pop one. But I kind of like that scenario. I just wish they wouldn't have a redfish. But I do understand Chad wants something to show. Like when you come in to stand up on the stage, you want to have something in your hands, you know, instead of just videos. Everybody's watching the videos, but it is kind of nice to come in and see that. But
yeah.
It's just, I just thought, you know, the redfish sometimes, I wish they'd have maybe one more trout on it or something like that, a bumper trout that maybe have three trout and the extra trout so anybody can catch or something like that, just to make it a real trout tournament. But I do understand the redfish thing, you know.
Yeah.
But at least they're not putting them in the well with the redfish. You know, because they get beat up. You put two big old trout in a live well with a redfish with all those fins and spines and stuff, you're going to scratch your trout up a lot of times.
Yeah, you will.
Like putting a sheep head in there.
I like the trout format. I just don't like the reds, you know.
Yeah, I like I like the trout master deal. That was cool.
Pure trout. Yeah. No bottom dwellers, no rubber lips.
Yeah, and you had boundaries on your stuff, right?
Yes, had boundaries, no doubt. We came to Corpus, we fished Corpus.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. You know, that concerns me about all these boats running over 100 miles an hour. It's just a matter of time, you know, so something unfortunately happens. I hate to say it, but, you know, I think if,
I know.
Of course, they're going to run fast, even if you had boundaries on it, because they still want to get to that one spot.
Well, I've seen... Back when I fished redfish tournaments, there was guys that would win three tournaments in a row from different locations. They went back to the same school every
time.
Same tournament.
Spot. Oh, I heard that, too. I've heard the same thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, I like leveling the playing field.
Mm-hmm. You know, Plog was saying something, too. So if it's you have boundaries, the local people that live, like James and stuff that live in his area, he has a lot better chance. You know, because he knows the area better. But you start spreading out 100 miles, it's kind of hard to compete because you're, you know, as a professional, you're not really fishing your clients out 100 miles. Most of the time, you're staying within 50, you know. So, you know.
Well, it just levels the playing field, and it opens opportunities for guys that don't have all that money. You know, your blue-collar, hardcore trout fishermen.
Blue-collared,
hardcore trout fishermen, man. They don't have the money for a $200,000 boat. And
two of them. You got to have a burn boat and a fast boat.
Well, you got two boats. You got one to burn with pre-fishing, and then you got one to go there and get there quick, and it just turns into a rich man's game. Hell, in my trout master tournament, if you could walk in and wade somewhere, if it was within the boundaries, you were allowed to do it as long as you didn't trespass or break any laws.
Wow,
you didn't even have to have a boat to compete.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's great. Golly. I would like to see that come back, man.
Well, I really would. I'm too tired.
Y'all can I'm too tired.
Hey, that's a lot of work putting them tournaments on,
it
man.
It is.
If you're going to do it right.
I look at Chad. He's pretty busy, man, you know, before those tournaments, getting everything going on. And
but the plus for him, he doesn't have to have that big weigh team. Like I did.
That's true.
You know, we had five teams. You got to put them all up in hotel rooms, feed them, and, you know, and you got to just handle so many fish, you know, three fish per person. You know, when you got three.
I didn't realize that.
I mean, there was tournaments we'd put our hands way in over 950, 980 fish in one tournament.
What?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
That's just one day.
That's insane.
And
I didn't realize that.
We had a big one in Rockport. Everybody wanted to fish that one for whatever reason. And I think we had 340 something amateurs and 50 something pros in that tournament. We almost had 400.
That's
people.
A big tournament, man. That is really something.
Everybody caught their three fish limit in that tournament. I don't think I saw any zeros on the weigh sheets.
And did you have a minimum on your fish?
Oh, yes. 16
4 pound,
inches,
5 pound?
16 inches, okay. Minimum. and three fish in possession. Now, there wasn't any slots or anything back then, and everybody was complaining about, man, three fish, anybody can catch three trout. I said, well, hey, go do it then.
Go get it. Go get it. Yeah, catch three big fish is the trick.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Wow.
Some would and some wouldn't, but the thing with that, you could stay in the game with three 3-pounders. Because a lot of times the guys that would go out on day one and just light the world up and come in with a massive stringer, well, they'd struggle the next day. And then the guys that struggled the first day had come back. It was pretty cool the way it played out.
Yeah. I remember Jay Ray and my son C.R. were fishing at Cabela's tournament where it was three different bay systems. And on one of the bay systems, they only caught one fish. They weren't going to wade in. They thought, well, we better wade in. And they waded in. And if they wouldn't have weighed that fish, they wouldn't have won the team of the year. They won team of the year by 1 ounce.
There you go.
You know, they won that whole three series, my son and Jerry, on 1 ounce. If they wouldn't have weighed that 3-pounder, whatever that one they caught that day, you know, they wouldn't have won it. But it goes to show you, no matter how bad it hurts, take your fish in there and weigh it. It kind of hurts when you're the only guy that doesn't have a big fish. You know, you come in there and say, oh, what happened to you? Well, you know, here's my 3-pounder.
That's tournament fishing, man, taking your licks.
It is what it is. Taking
you
your licks,
take the good with the bad. It,
yes.
Hopefully there's more good than bad.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. It's but I do like the format of these tournaments now. Golly, it's so good with all this live.
Not hurting those fish at all, man.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, you throw them in a live well and beat them all up, 100-mile boat ride and all that. We all know. I mean, there's times that I catch a trout, and I know when I release it, I said, that fish doesn't have a snowball's chance in Hades to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just trout are just, they're not called a spotted weak fish for nothing. They're weak.
And I, you know,
too much
we're talking about how many
kill them, man.
Yes, they're weaker than people think. So,
yes,
you know, and we've kind of quit fishing that Corky Devil in my boat because it kills so many fish with the way the hook is, it gets them in the throat. You know, so the guys that now are fishing them, if you see them all rigged with one straight hook and with a crimp barb, and it's working good. But you can use that same type lure. They make a slick called a slick, and it's just like a Corky Devil. It has a straight hook in it and doesn't get them down in that little throat.
Right.
You know, which Corky Devil's good, but, you know, I've just seen it kill so many fish. I just kind of hate to use it, you know. Sometimes you got to, but
I
don't know what that is about
that
single hook.
I didn't mind using
right
it back in the day. We used to string them big fish.
Yeah, that's it. When you string them, it's different. But when you're letting them go, it hurts, you know.
It does. And it, but, boy, that, man, that bait was awesome over at Calcasieu.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
Man, we'd go over there, and they'd never seen a Corky Devil before, and you'd you lay one of them puppies in front of them and slow it down, do your little jigging thing, and let it sit there and suspend and just barely sink. They'd suck it all the way down to their crushers, man.
Mm-hmm. You can see it. They made a big one. Remember that one they made about 3 or 4 inches? A big devil.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Monster. And, boy, I got those big trout. I throw that thing, and they would eat it, man. That was a huge one. But like you say, back then you weren't really worried about releasing them. You're going to take them to the taxidermist?
No, it wasn't that big a deal,
yeah,
you know?
It wasn't a big deal now, you know?
It is now.
It certainly is. I sure like using the single.
You think
hook
they'll ever up the slot any, spread it out a little bit? I mean,
well, you
I
know,
would be willing for them
would
to drop it an inch or two and just leave the cutoff at 20.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you know, it's just whatever's happened right now is just. I mean, the
it's
people
working
that were complaining so
I mean,
much.
Look how it's worked down your way. Y'all are the prime example because y'all don't have all the habitat loss and. And y'all hadn't had the extreme things that have happened up on this Texas coast the last decade, but
yeah, we've had more positive impact with our
well. And before they even went to that 20-inch maximum, you mean that y'all were all pretty much in agreement. Y'all didn't kill any fish over 20 inches for a long time before that was ever proposed.
We have a lot of good. I must admit, we have a lot of guys here that are interested. Even the young fishermen are interested in keeping these big trout. Just like going up to Lake Fork, you know, that's where the big bass are. Well, this is an area where the big trout are. It's kind of nice to keep the slot like it is.
You're exactly
and really, you
right.
think about it, the fish under 20 inches are best to eat anyway, Mickey. They really are.
Yeah, they are. If you want to kill fish and eat them, keep the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's more
exactly
of them.
Right. Yeah, definitely more of them.
All right. You let know? Me knock this more of them break out, and I'll be right back at you. Hang on.
All right, Mickey.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, easy to find, located right at the base of the Tech City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have everything on display. And if you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And at the store, they have all their different selections of wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. You're getting real wild-caught shrimp. And great prices, great availability. And if you're looking for crawfish, Boyd's is Crawfish Central. If you need crawfish, Boyd's has always got them. And if they don't, they'll let you know ahead of time. Just check their reservation line or their website. Give them a call at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, 638. All right, Cliff, we are back, my friend.
All right, buddy. All right, man.
Just, how about that? Never got cut off during the break.
I just wish you wouldn't have said that. Getting ready to go. But I'm waiting to hear all these boats take off any minute now. They're going to, you know, I'm right here on the Laguna Madre. All these boats take off, and it sounds like the 500 over here. In fact, I may hear on the seal.
Gentlemen, up
here,
start your engines, huh?
No, not yet. It's not like. It's not light enough yet, but in a minute it's going to sound like crazy, man. They let those boats off a minute apart, and those guys running those twin 450s, let me tell you what, those guys are moving, dude.
Let them eat.
You better hope you don't hit a bird. Man, you can imagine hitting a pelican at 100 miles an hour, but anyway.
I wouldn't want
it's
to.
Crazy.
I can imagine.
No,
my
no.
Gosh.
But the new boats down here from Florida. Man, I've seen all these new Florida rigs down here. You know. Remember the old Mavericks and stuff and the Lake and Bays and
yeah,
stuff?
Hughes
I'm seeing a whole lot
and, yeah.
more at the Hugheses, and I'm seeing a lot more of that stuff. I wonder if they're down here just for the tournament or these are just, new guys coming in. But a lot of new boats. I mean, every day I'm seeing new boats at 37. So, and I tell you what, Monday was so crowded, you couldn't get in a ramp anywhere because Bluff is closed down, like I tell you. The other side of the lagoon is shut down. It puts everybody over here on these three little ramps. And half the ramps don't work. You got no dock space. You got dock space for maybe 10 boats. And you got 300 of them trying to put in. So people having to put in different times and, three boat deep walking with buckets of water with their bait. It's just stupid, man, how, we've just too many people and not enough stuff. It's just, man, it's just, they just like Corpus in their water, everything else. Corpus doesn't think ahead. They are freaking out about the water. Well, they should have done something about this years ago, man.
Yeah. No, too bad a lot of that rain couldn't have gone into Miles Lake.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's crazy how
a friend
that
of mine
works.
He's down at Mansfield right now, and he went down there to fish, Thursday. And
right.
I think in 24 hours they had 19 inches.
Good Lord. I know we had 12 inches at the airport. We had 4.5 here on the island, but you know what's good about that in Mansfield? Sometime a whole lot of fresh water down there in that shallow water will push those fish back into the cut and push them back into the bath. And I've seen this happen a lot of times, especially if we get some good southeast wind and get a southern flow.
Uh-huh.
It'll push more fish in our end. It's funny how those fish move, Mickey. They're going to go
it
where
is.
The bait is and as soon as the water's right. I've seen the land cut just be dead as a hammer, and the next day it's just life all over the place. That's because a whole bunch of fish, either tide runners or fish from Mansfield, is pushed through that cut, wanting to go into bath and moving with the shrimp. You'll have big bunches of shrimp like brownies and red hoppers come through that cut. When I was a kid, at night we'd spend the night on the pier and have those lights, and that whole light would just fill up with just shrimp, just billions of shrimp going by, and you couldn't stand in the water. You stand in the water with a pair of shorts, they stick in your legs. That was that many fish in that current.
That's amazing.
And shrimp. And of course, coming through that cut, man, and all the push boats used to go down there with the big, net on the front of the boat, just set it, just idle against the current, just lower it down about 3 foot underwater and just scoop them up off the top. And there was no trash in the net. There was no other fish, just solid shrimp. and they were getting about 350 pounds an hour doing that. You know, and I remember that
that's
when I was a
crazy
kid. How, yeah, and how all that shut down, all that, none of that's happening now. You know, it's crazy how the state bought all the shrimping license, and the whole thing has changed on the bait situation. It's just crazy. But you know, those shrimp are still coming through, and those fish are still, you know, still behind.
Sure.
Them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, how many miles is it, say, you know, before you enter the land cut there, say just from Penescal Point while you're in the ditch to Gladys? How many miles is that down that thing?
Gladys would be 23, would be about 38 miles.
Man.
Yeah, the land cut's 23 miles long.
Yep.
Yep. You know,
that's a good little run right there.
And then, and Gladys is, you know, we used to run it all the time, but now Gladys is just, you cannot beat the people from Mansfield there.
No.
You got to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning to get in there.
Right.
And the worst thing about Gladys is you'll burn somebody. You get in there late, you're going to burn them. You know, I can't go in there and run over a shoreline. The guy's getting ready to fish. I just breaks my heart.
No,
I just can't do it.
I'm
just not going to do that, man. I got other place to fish. I'm not going to run there.
There's
today.
A lot that will, though.
I know. They don't think, no, I just don't do that, man. I just feel bad.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah.
Well, you know, these guys do all that time to get there early. Then you burn them? Really? You know, so, anyway, that's my deal. And there's
plenty of the marina, how far is it from there to the land cut?
Well, it's so from marker 37 to marker 8, where Doug's cabin was,
uh-huh.
was 42 miles. Okay?
Wow.
And so you got another, let's see, I'm going to say it's probably about 65 miles from 37 to Gladys's. I'm going to guess around 60 miles probably.
It's a run.
Something like that. It's a run, buddy. But, you know, these boats doing 80, it ain't nothing.
No.
You know?
No, it's really not.
It's, you see that rooster tail disappears real quick. But
man,
I think
I made
the whole
run
thing
that
is,
far in one of those fast boats, and especially if I wasn't driving.
Mm-hmm.
I'd look like that cat on the cartoon that'd jump up and grab the ceiling, cigarette hanging out of his mouth and shaking, going crazy. You remember that cartoon?
Yeah.
I'd be stressed out like a bad chicken.
Oh, man. You know, And then,
you
know, in the summertime,
I'm driving that boat.
Yeah, and then, so that's another thing too. Is man the boat
well,
now?
I'm gonna make a run like that. There's only one guy I won't run in the boat that I'm sitting in there with, and that'd be Eric Simmons. Let him turn it loose. He can drive the boat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he can. There's several that are really good. You know, and there's some.
Jimmy Lloyd's one of them. I trust him.
So good. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that little, remember those Lake and Bay Boca Grands, and they'd have them 250 horse motors on them, that 20 footer that Lake and Bay made?
Yeah.
Well, you had one.
Oh,
didn't you have a Boca Grand?
I had that thing for almost 30 years. It was the fastest boat
that was
here.
A
the
fast,
whole way.
Fast boat. And I used to ride with Jimmy Lloyd and his, and I had white knuckle syndrome because you can't stand up. You got to sit down.
The hull weighed 710 pounds.
Yeah,
and I could.
That last tournament with a 250.
Oh, it was in the way it held too in the water. You just performed unbelievable. So,
oh, and
I think
come
that
out of water and it sit right on its butt.
Oh
just,
my God,
it was soft.
Incredible.
I mean, a great riding boat. Yeah. Now I had the 24.
I remember
Lake and Bay Backwater. That was a great boat too.
Yeah. I remember how fast it was. So the last tournament we drew number 11, and the. That were a minute apart when they released the boat, and Rousey drew number one, and Jay and I passed Rousey before he got to Bird Island, you know, and he's 11 minutes ahead of us. And
I bet David was giving y'all a fickle finger of fatal when you went by.
You know, it wouldn't have been so bad, but, you know, Jay and I passed him on the upwind side and trimmed up a little bit, gave him a little water, you know.
Give him a little
just
spray there,
Give him a little spray, let him know we went by.
Baptize him a little bit when you go by.
Yeah, just wash his face a little bit when we went by, you know. But the coolest thing about that, we jumped his wake, I know, and we had four rods. We looked around, we only got two. And Jay goes, go on. We blew two rods out of the I must have been 15 foot up in the air because I jumped him. I had to back off the throttle. I was over revving. And I hit the water and hit it again. And Jay goes, well, we just lost two rods. Keep on going. Keep on going. But we had two to fish with, and we had 44 point something pounds that day by 10 o'clock or so. So
that's crazy. That'll do it. That's worth two rods.
Yeah,
I'll sacrifice two rods for 44 pounds. Amen,
that
brother.
That was pretty crazy. Yeah, that was pretty fun, man. Pretty fun time. It's always fun when you got the fastest boat. Nowadays, man, you got to spend a lot of money to get a fastest boat. You better spend over $100,000 you're going to keep up with these guys. Man.
100?
How 200,
about
200
to 240?
Yeah, that's nuts, isn't it?
It is.
Golly. You know? And I look at that Lake and Bay, Mickey, you know, that's what, 40 years ago. I went to Florida and got that Lake and Bay, and Doug had the only other Lake and Bay down here, and I just had to have one. Man, I picked it up and was driving it back, and there was 10 people stopped me on the, what kind of boat is that? That boat's unbelievable, you know? And that boat cost me $16,000, boat motor and trader.
Yeah.
250. And now, I think I sold
you
it 30 years
that
later
for 150 now.
Yeah. I kept it 30 years and sold it for $35,000 or so. It was ridiculous what I sold it for. I didn't want to sell this guy. I had to have it. I mean, he has to have my boat, you know? So I said, okay, and I miss her. She's still running. That thing's 40-something years old, and they put a bubble console on it and a 300, 350 on it, and it's like Star Trek, you know?
No, thank you.
It goes warp 5, I think, you know?
Well, I rode in them when there was just 250s.
Yeah, that's what we had, 200 to 350.
And that was a lot.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine what a 450 would do on one now. What did you have on the big 24?
Oh, I've got a 250 on it. That's all I need.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not in that big a hurry anymore.
Just like Fred Adams said, when I got that 400, he goes, well, you got a 400, you still drive 45 miles an hour. I said, yeah, you're right.
Anyway, yeah, but you're not burning any fuel either.
Oh, the fuel!
You're not
incredible.
Having to push it.
Oh, my God.
That's a good thing about over horsepower in your rig, because you don't ever have to push it.
I'm coming in with 15% more fuel on the same area that I'm fishing. I'm coming in with about 15 to 20% more fuel when I get
with 100 more horsepower.
100 more horsepower, you know, so I don't get into it. I just kind of load it along about 4,000. It's just getting it, dude.
Let her purr. And
that thing got a whole shock. It's unbelievable. Man. A
lot of torque.
That whole shock is stupid.
throw
it's so much better
out.
Than that 350.
Let's get on it.
I have to, you know, I to make sure nobody's standing up and everybody's holding off. Yeah. I got to get up shallow. I can put those trim tabs down and blow out of about a foot and a half of water. It's just nuts, man. With that big old 25 with a bunch of toads in there. You know, me and a bunch of other big boys, we can get out of there.
We've come a long way in a short while.
Yes, yes.
Now, I remember the Trout Master days, Pathfinder was the boat to have for speed and ride.
Yeah, I had four of those. I had the big one and I had the small one, too. I had four of the big 24s, and I think I had one of the 22s.
Yeah.
You know, that was. I look at it, so I'm trying to downsize all the pitchers and for hurricane season. We're trying to get everything out of the closet, and so if we have to leave, we'll have everything, you know, ready to go. And I'm looking at these pictures of these motors we used to run. How in the world did I go that far on this 140 Johnson, you know, on this boat at 39 miles an hour?
Yeah, y'all doing the land cutting back every day with those inferior engines we had back then.
Oh, my God. There's a picture at Bird Island with that, what was that first boat, Tracker 2 I had, that one that Doug had custom made. It's a big old flat skiff, and the tunnel was so wide on it, we called it the Cracker 2 because the tunnel would break.
Cracker tube.
We call it the cracker tube. And so the first one I bought, Doug had this bad boat, you know, he's had all these compartments in it and told him, I gotta have one. I'm gonna make one. Doug's got one, I gotta have it. So I had it made, you know, in the first set of clients, the first day I run it, cracked in two and I sank. And we had to walk out of the flat. But they fixed it, you know, but that tunnel was just too big and had too much torque, you know, on the sides. And it just not enough.
You can't add the strength in there with that wide of a tunnel like that.
And so I got over that, and I don't know what. I look at all those boats, those pro glasses, all those things I used to run. Oh, my God. It's incredible that we caught the amount of fish we did. You know, and the Bayhawks and the ski barges, all those other boats we used to think were
Bay squawks were nasty, man.
I told you what I did.
I mean, hey, it's blowing over 10 miles an hour in Galveston Bay, and you're in one of them, you better have a shield,
have a face shield
on and a slicker because you're going to drown. It's the wettest.
Well, you know, we thought that the ski barge was kind of like that. Then the Bayhawk came out. We thought it was so much better, but it was just about the same, you know?
Man, you'd hit that chop and the sides are flapping on it.
Mm-hmm. Spray you right in the face, just right in the face all day long, you know? But anyway. That's funny how we've come so far in these boats. Man, gosh. I saw a boat the other day I've never seen before. I don't know where this boat came from. It must be from Florida. It looks like a flying saucer. I ain't never seen nothing like it, man. It's got three. Yeah, it's kind of like that shape, you know, kind of like a weird shape to it. And it's got twin engines. It's got three different level hulls. And I wanted to see it. The guy went by. I wanted to find out where he's launched his seat. I've never seen nothing like that. It was a cool-looking boat. I don't know what's going on there, but... Look, kind of like the Batmobile on the water.
Yeah.
Looking.
But remember the old...
You're going to see some stuff.
I remember the old... my dad had one. Good fishing boat, you know, for up here back in the day. Back in, you know, it was World War II looking boat. But it looked like the Batmobile. It had the fins on it on the back, kind of like a 57 Chevy.
Yeah, I saw those. Yes, I remember those.
Jomar had a 55 Johnny Rude on it. Cable steering, you know, regular Teleflex cable. I'm talking about the old kind with the pulleys and the, you know, that laminated cable.
Oh, that is old school. Oh, yeah.
That was a death trap, buddy. That stuff. Hey, I looked at all them cables, need to have all those cable ties on them where you join them together where they'd break and you just put them back together and then got the two nuts on it, cable clamps.
That's good stuff.
Oh, man.
You know, that was, you know, and hydraulics are so much more safer now because something breaks, you know, you don't get spun out. And those cables break, you get spun out. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, you know.
Oh, I've had a couple of them break back in the day.
Yeah.
Luckily, everybody was sitting down in the boat and nobody got thrown out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like the hydraulics are so nice now on these boats. Now a lot of guys are putting two hydraulic pumps, two steering pumps.
Right.
And it just makes it so easy. You know, I still got the one, but on these bigger engines, they got the double pumps. And you talk about the engine turning so easy and being able to dock the boat. It's crazy.
Double trouble, too, though, man.
Yeah, double trouble, too, man. That's so true.
The more, I've run the more twin engines before, and it's just double trouble. Well, not
nowadays.
Yeah, parts
and water, you know, did it.
The engines are so good. But back in the day when you were running two of those.
Oh, I know.
You had to have two because you had one to get in on.
Yes.
I'd come in one.
Yeah, the old game worn boats. The game worn boats had two. I think they were like 150 Mercury's back in the old days. Those big old metal hull boats.
Uh-huh.
And they had a boat mate, a guy that serves them that worked for the Parks and Wildlife. And every time the Parks and Wildlife would come in, you know, those motors would got serviced almost every single day, you know, and something was going on with those boats all the time. They had two of those boats and something was going on with one of the engines, you know, so all the time, but they kept it running. But it took a boat mate, you know, and Parks and Wildlife had their own mechanic that just worked on it constantly. I remember that stuff, but boy, they put some net in front of those boats. I got some pictures of those boats. You couldn't put another gill net in front of them. You know,
no, they'd pile them up. I remember back in the day, they'd pile them all up in a big giant pile and burn them.
Yeah, that's what they did. Exactly what they did. Get the fish out and burn them.
You know? Burn all that monofilament gill net.
Mm-hmm.
Fish killers. All right, brother. Well, I got to run. Cliff's always fun. A good conversation today. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you. Give them a number, man.
All right, Mickey. Area code 361-949-0707. Thanks for having me on, Mickey.
Hey, always. Look forward to it next week. See you, man.
All right, buddy. All right, man.
Thanks, Cliff. Later. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.